First, let's look at the closest race. It initially appeared Western student Steve Whalen won the second ward seat by a single vote over incumbent Kay Hill, 17-16. But County Clerk Gretchen DeJane says the Macomb primary requires someone to receive 50% of the vote plus one in order to win. 33 votes were cast in the second ward. 50% of 33 is 16.5. Throw in the plus one, and you end up with 17.5. Both candidates came up short of that mark, so there will be a runoff election in April. There will also be a runoff in the 5th Ward. The top vote-getter is current Alderman Clay Hinderleiter with 53 votes, or around 46%. Next is current Alderman Tim Lobdell with 33 votes, and Macomb High School student David Dunn got 29. Only the top two vote-getters can advance, so Hinderleiter and Lobdell will square off in April. Hinderleiter says he will go door-to-door to demonstrate to voters that he has a plan and a vision.
Adam Street Quarter, revitalization downtown, anything we can do to bring jobs to Macomb.
Lobdell believes the weather might have held down the vote totals yesterday.
Can only hope that that's the case. We'll redouble our efforts and try and get those folks who have supported him in the past out there, see what comes of it.
Meanwhile, the two winners in yesterday's elections are Dennis Moon and Ryan Hansen. Moon won another term as alderman at large. He easily defeated former alderman Ed Lavin, 60% to 40%. Hansen ran unopposed and will continue to serve as first ward alderman. Rich Egger reporting.